we have a very special person interviewed for you. To make it more special, for the first time, Bloggera presents this interview as a podcast. Today we have Gul Panag for you. Gul has some amazing films to her credit, and she's amongst the few intellectual and tech-savvy Bollywood actors. She has one of the most beautiful smile and has won the prestigious Miss India title. Gul is an adventure enthusiast and has won many state and national level debating competitions, including gold medals at the annual National Inter-University Debate. Gul maintains a blog and is very active on Twitter with a very, very large following. She comes across as a very sweet person and has some really interesting answers in this all-exclusive interview. Here is Gul Panag for you. The first question would be, when and why did you start blogging and tweeting?
Well, I started blogging, I think, about 2 years back. Okay. On my website, I have a blog, it's called Gul Space. And I wanted to write about stuff that I felt about. I wanted to write about things that were close to me and anything I felt like. I mean, the whole idea of blogging is you write about anything you feel like. And the important thing for me was to not discuss Bollywood. There's 100 people out there who expect you to only talk Bollywood, and that was the last thing that I ever wanted to write about. And that's something which is actually for me a policy on my personal blog, Gul Space. And on Twitter also, I don't encourage talk about Bollywood, to be very honest. If somebody asks me, and on an average, I get about at least 15 tweets a day, if not more, asking about what's my latest film, and my answer is to direct them to the URL of my website. I'm not on Twitter because I want, my film is just released, or my film is releasing next week, and I want to try and gain like 5,000 extra tickets.
So, is it more of a personal thing?
No, I enjoy it. I mean, I enjoy the medium. I've always been very fascinated by the social media and the web. Okay. And for me, I'm tweeting like any other human being. Yes, I do understand that my reach is quite a bit. You know, I have 14,000 plus followers. I do understand my reach, and which is why I use it to make, to express my opinions on key issues. Sometimes it's a political issue, sometimes it's a social issue, sometimes it could be a technology comment. So I'm aware of my reach. Having said that, because I'm aware of my reach, I do try and speak about things that are relevant to me and that I think should be relevant to people that are the decision makers in our society, which is the youth. And since bulk of, and by youth, I don't mean like 20-year-olds. By youth, I mean anybody between the ages of 18 and 40. Because India has the highest young population in the world.
Absolutely.
So youth, actually, I'm stretching the population. I mean, I'm stretching the definition by calling it young people. So, the young people of India are actually the decision makers. And I think if one sees the profile of the average tweeter, he is a young person according to demographic profile of India. I think that is my real reason. And like I said, I'm not at all interested in talking. I mean, yes, I'm sure because I've been on the medium long enough, I might talk about, okay, my film is releasing next Friday. But that is not the reason why I've come on to Twitter. So that's how I started blogging, and Twitter was introduced to me by my web managers, who said, you know, since you're so active and you're so interested in connecting with people, why don't we put an RSS feed of your Twitter account on the website homepage? So my website is gulpanag.net, and as you see, you'll find that it has a RSS feed from Twitter, which is on the website. And I came on Twitter sometime in March, and I really enjoyed it, and to be very honest, I didn't know it was a two-way medium. I didn't know the power of Twitter, and I didn't understand much about it. And then I was very kind that I was given a sort of tutorial by Twilight Fairy, by Rahul Varshneya, by Nitin KD, and Nitin SGR. In fact, it was Nitin KD that I was really intrigued by when I first read his tweets. I mean, they were so interesting. I think he was traveling somewhere in Kerala or something at the time.
Yeah.
And I really found it interesting that he was giving a minute-by-minute account, literally, of what he was doing, the bus that he caught. I think he was coming back from a funeral or something, very sad. And he was traveling from LFP to somewhere, then he almost missed a flight, almost missed a bus. I found it really exciting that, you know, there's so much you can talk about. It was almost like it was like reading a novel.
Absolutely.
And like, you could feel like, you know, he was on his way to catch a bus, I think, or was it a train? No. He was on a bus on his way to Kochi to catch a flight. And he was like, my God, I'm reading it. You could literally feel his excitement in it. And I think that's, I mean, when I'm using Nitin Katie's example, it's an example. So I think that is what makes it interesting. I didn't know Nitin Kedi from Adam, but I just found it so interesting the way he was completely cataloging his journey. And Twitter gives you that freedom. I mean, you may want to tweet 3 times a day. If you can, you know, you're seeing something, you're observing something, you tweet that. So I think that's the freedom.
Agreed. Do you ever get stuck when writing an entry? What do you do then?
I don't write, to be very honest. Which is why, you know, there'll be time, there'll be absence. Because if I have nothing to say, then I obviously have nothing to say. So for me, an entry is really about answering the classical Twitter question. And if I don't have an answer to that, or if I'm sometimes too busy to tweet, you know, it's fine, you know. I don't write. I don't want to force myself to be on Twitter just so I can be in the top 5 tweeters of the day. I've been there, done that. It's not something that really makes a difference. Yeah, I mean, if we all start talking about an issue and it has an impact and then one becomes a top tweeter, that's great. But, you know, it's so been there, done that, like I said. So for me, it's really about tweeting where I am. Sometimes I'm really busy and I don't get time to tweet. The other thing is, a lot of the times, I think it's bad manners socially to constantly be on Twitter. Because I have this habit of reading every single tweet, I end up, if I open my Twitter on iPhone and then I find that I can't just read 5 entries and log out or whatever. So I think it's social bad manners to be in company and being on Twitter. So chances are, if I'm not, it's probably because I'm very, very busy and because I'm in company. In fact, a lot of my friends have told me off also, listen, you either tweet or you tweet. I'm increasingly becoming a person when I'm by myself, I'll tweet, or when I'm driving somewhere. Obviously, most people ask the most dumb questions on Twitter. So, do you tweet and drive? Of course, I don't drive. I mean, one is fortunate enough to be driven. So, I'm in a comfortable car. So, I have the luxury of being able to do that, and I'm very fortunate, of course. So, that's it, you know. I tweet when I'm in the car, when I'm eating, or if something really upsets me, I tweet. Or if I want some information, then I tweet. It's pretty sporadic. There's no pattern to my tweeting. It's got to answer that question, which is what brings me to the auto-notification Twitter.
That's
please reply to what? Hi, this is X. Please reply. Mm-hmm. I know, and of course, the big jump in numbers of followers is probably that segment. But then I guess, you know, it's part and parcel. I'm happy to interact, and I wouldn't call it replying, because like we're all aware, Twitter is not a chat medium. It does end up becoming something where, you know, you can update things, but essentially it's an updating medium. But not like a hi and whatever.
How important is it for the blogger to interact with the readers? Do you respond to all the comments that you receive?
See, I think you have to first and foremost be a little objective and understand that you have to be prepared for all kinds of feedback when you put yourself out there. You can't always be roses. There are going to be some brickbats. There are going to be some freak shows. And you have to take it with a slice of lemon and some salt, because it's always going to be never the way you imagine it to be. That's what I feel.
Gul Panag on Twitter made people realize that even celebrities lead a normal life. Has anything changed after becoming active on Twitter?
Actually, we do. It's just that there seems to be this larger-than-life this larger-than-life image that people seem to construct of us, and which is fueled by, of course, by a lot of what media writes, and thus you get this kind of aura created by a person that these people are something different. We are normal people who have friends, watch movies, go out, get drunk, do everything that all people do.
One of the actresses recently commented that people who use the internet and tweet have lots of time in hand. Do you agree?
I completely disagree. I think it means that you have the ability. I'm not on the internet because I'm free. I'm on the internet because I can also be on the internet while doing other things. I'm in the car traveling from home to a meeting or to shooting. I have 1 hour to kill. You can either look at that as being free and you can spend that time chatting and gossiping on the phone with somebody, or you can use it constructively and blog. I think the person in question has received enough flack for it, so I don't think we should take it further.
True. Why are celebrities still shying away from using the online medium to communicate?
Because a lot of people, and I can only speak for myself, but I feel that a lot of people have spent so much time constructing this image and this mask and this aura. If they start doing all this, it'll all fall apart. And I'm not sure they're ready for it. I don't think it's got to do with the comments or dates they don't want to give. It's just that, you know, they have spent so much time trying to appear enigmatic and mysterious that they don't want to deconstruct that image so quickly.
Bollywood is evolving with some really good and offbeat movies. What kind of roles does an actress wish to get these days, and how do they evolve themselves?
Well, I think firstly, it's important to know which direction you're heading in. You can't want to be a Priyanka Chopra but take the path of a Konkana Sen. It's very important for you to know yourself which way you're heading. A lot of people think that they'll do small time offbeat films till their moment in the sun arrives, and then they'll make the leap to what is considered to be probably mindless cinema, given the opportunity, because it's on a larger scale and because it involves a bigger canvas. You've got to be true to what you want to do, and I think the rest all just follows. And regarding how do you evolve for each role, I think essentially that's just the job of an actor. It's like asking a doctor how do you heal a patient. There's an element of knowledge, there is an element of gut instinct, there is an element of prognosis which goes on, and that's exactly how an actor approaches a role, the way a doctor approaches a patient. I mean, it's not the best analogy to give, but I'm just trying to make it in a very cut and dried way.
With this answer, we conclude the first part of this amazing interview. To keep your anticipated attention, we have one more exciting part of this wonderful interview with Gulpana coming up soon. To read more popular interviews with popular bloggers like Meetu, Twilight Fairy, Kunal Sheth, Preeti Shenoy, NDA, Hitch Writer, Indian Homemaker, do visit blog.blogada.com. Also, follow us on Twitter @blogada to know the latest happenings at Blogada. Thank you very much.